remember the magic word. The magic word is no! Step on into the secret kindergarten, Saturdays 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
King Buffalo burning. Another day in the wasteland. Well, here we are. This is Rover time. We're going to finish up the Fulford Report. Let's do that right after I take a sip of this. Just a little drop on the tongue. Keeps me from leaving this place. Oh, yes. The magic elixir. Okay, so where were we? The pharmacy. Oh, yeah. It's talking about how Albert Bourla and Pfizer was narcissistically taking credit for saving the world. Saving the world. That's rich. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has reportedly chosen not to inform Health Canada, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and other regulators that the DNA sequence of the cancer-linked polyomavirus, simian virus 40, SV40, is contained in its widely distributed vaccine against COVID-19. COVID-1, which means A, and 9, meaning I. Because, you know, those are the letter numbers. One is the first letter. No, one is the first number. A is the first letter. And 9, being the ninth number, is with corresponding to the ninth letter, I. It's just a coincidence, right? This supports evidence that Billy Bob Gates, Billy Goat Gates, knowingly injected cancer-causing vaccines into tens of millions of people. There's like a little newspaper thingy here. It says like, abortion drugs discovered in Bill Gates' vaccines, secret sterilization program discovered in Africa. UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been accused of secretly sterilizing millions of women in Africa by doctors in Kenya after abortion drugs were discovered in tetanus vaccines. Isn't that nice? They're like, well, you get a tetanus shot.
Let's give you a little tetanus shot. That way, yeah, just in case you step on a nail or something. You wouldn't want to get tetanus now, would you?
Yeah. They also tried to cause heart problems. AstraZeneca. Isn't that a cool name? If it wasn't a vaccine maker, AstraZeneca. I mean, it just sounds like something you... The AstraZeneca. Well, we must go and consult with the AstraZeneca. What's her name? Astra. That's AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca faces up to £255 million in compensation for its defective, quote unquote, COVID vaccine after the pharma titan admitted it causes ultra rare blood clotting side effects. Ultra rare. Now, if it was ultra rare, you wouldn't even know about it. How about you stop gaslighting? Causes side effects, blood clotting side effects. You're not ultra rare. The Pentagon doctor says, when this finally becomes known to the whole world, all drug lords and their associates will be tried and executed for crimes against humanity, including attempted genocide. I mean, people say you support genocide when they're talking about that little conflict over there. Well, no, you actually probably support genocide more than I do, you know, with that whole vaccine thing. Remember when everybody's posting all these, you support genocide. And some of them still do. I mean, they're still on that page. I admit I haven't really looked into that whole, like, fight because I'm never getting a vaccine to the death. I'm just of any sort. Sonny Jesus and my mother could come at me with vaccines and I'd still say no. I'd be no. Creation was good enough. Nature was good enough. That's it. End of discussion. Period. Done. Punt. Point. Yeah. Punt. So, in any case, the American Zionist Corporation behind these crimes is coming to an end. The Federal Reserve Board, the owner of the U.S. corporation, just released data showing that they only have $51 billion in capital against $948 billion in losses. This means that the Fed is insolvent. Yeah, if it was a company or me, I mean, I could be like a dollar short. They're like, you're insolvent, man. They're like 948, but it's okay. And here's something, though. They were asking a question. We'll get right back to the Fulford Report. But there was somebody, I think they were on, I don't know, one of these social media places. Maybe it was X or something. There's a video out there. And it was an expert. And let me see if I can get this right. He was said, hey, wait, he was like this financial expert. And somebody asked him a question. He's like, well, because like they saw Bernanke say like, well, you know, the Fed can never go bad because we can always just print more money. We can never go into debt. And then you hear about the quote unquote national debt. And then somebody said, well, why couldn't the government just print more money? Now, of course, the logic, the flaw in the logic was it's not actually the government that's printing the money. We gave that up. That's the problem. We let private banks have the right to print the money, right? So, but they were asking the guy, and I maybe it was a skit. I don't know. But they're like, if the government can print more money, why don't they just print enough to pay their debt? Why are they in debt if they're the ones that are loaning the money? And he didn't really have an answer. He just kind of went around in circles. But there is a sort of loophole that would basically, if anybody, I don't know why they, it's like you could coin money. You could coin, and people have talked about it. Sean David Morton talked about it. And I've heard other people too, not just on the radio, but like in the government, say, why can't we just print like, all right, they don't have to be $1 trillion coins. You know, technically you could. You could change the denomination. You could print coins that are like, you know, $100 million coins. And then just have a giant wheelbarrow, a truckload. I don't know how many $100 million coins it would take to equal whatever the debt is currently, like the trillions of and just then just send those over and say, there, we've minted our own coins that pay off the debt. We're going to – this like it would be like you going to pay your bill at the bank in pennies. Like, and people have done that. It's legal tender. I'm going to take a wheelbarrow full of money, pennies, and I'm going to go and just because of spite. I'm going to pay in pennies, and you have got to count it all. And they have to accept it. Well, why don't we, the government, the people, just say, let's do that. I mean, we'll give them their money that they want. All right? We'll just print it up. We'll mint it up in coins. And just send them over all these coins. Like, they're not pennies. They're $100 million coins, for crying out loud. Who wouldn't want a $100 million coin? And then after we pay that, anyway, I should get back to Fulford. But think about it, though. Think about it. They try to hide it with funny money and outright fraud. For example, last week, they once again used seasonal adjustment, false data, basically. Seasonal adjustment. I wish I could use seasonal adjustment. I can't pay my bill. How much am I short? $240? Hey, seasonal adjustment for $1,248. Now you pay me. How about that? Now we have a surplus to turn a $37 billion bank deposit outflow into a $126 billion inflow. You see, they do it. I know how they think. In the hilarious clip we have, I don't think I have it. Oh, maybe I have a link to it. We'll see. Jared Bernstein, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, the main agency that advises Biden on economic policy, is forced to spew nonsense when Fed fraud is exposed. Let me see if this link will work, because I don't know if it will work. It's not a direct link. I have to copy and paste it. Oh, my goodness. Stop it. All right. Let's try it. Go. Are we going to come up with something? Oh, yes, we are. I think this is the one I was talking about. Okay. Well, let's rock.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like the government clearly prints money, it does it all the time, and it clearly borrows, otherwise we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation, so I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Right. Now, whether that's just a skit or whatnot, I mean, but that's basically, though, the long and short of it, isn't it? It's kind of like where we're at, so it really doesn't matter. That's why it's because it's so obvious. Because, yeah, we're up to our whatever it is in debt, and at the same time, we should be, why can't we just, I say, okay, maybe we can't print the money. It's the Federal Reserve. We can coin the coins. Why are we not coining? Why are we not coining the coins? Really, that's the question. Why are we not coining the coins? And yes, we could put, I like Flippy Troll, we could put Alfred E. Newman as right on the heads. We could have, that's the guy from Mad Magazine. Yeah. Anyway, back to the Fulford Report. Deception leads to hyperinflation. If you add up the various subcategories in the Gallup poll linked we have, you'll see that 81% of Americans say inflation and declining living standards are their biggest concerns. Do you think? In another sign of the company's bankruptcy, the Ludwig Institute used government data to show that the real unemployment rate was 24.2%, not the 3.5% the government says. The true unemployment, it says, okay, update, the true unemployment rate is 24.2, according to the Ludwig Institute. Based on BLS data, it measures the percentage of U.S. workforce not employed full-time, 35 plus hours a week, that is, looking for work or earning a job, below $25,000 per year before taxes. The situation is so bad that in April, 43% of all small business tenants in the United States were unable to pay the rent. Years of Fed fraud mean that more than 40% of the entire population falls into the Alice category. Assets limited, income limited, employed, earning above the poverty line, but less than necessary to survive or live in poverty. So that's a new category. I haven't heard of that before. It's called Alice. Have you heard of this? Alice. A for assets limited, or L-I. And then L. All right. Assets limited, A-L. I is income limited. C, I guess that means employed. And earning E above the poverty line, but less to, so whatever. But you remember, well, maybe you don't, maybe you do, when you could actually stay home as a wife, and or your mom could stay home, and dad went to work and earned enough money, and you could have like two cars and, you know, enough for you and your brother and sister and the house, and it was all available. It was the time of milk and honey. I saw an ad. There's a house for sale for $4,000. They will take $4,000 or more. It has electricity. It has water to the well, which you could pipe it in, and it has gas, so you have heat. It's a bit of a fixer-upper, and it is in Ukraine. But, you know, you got a lot of land. You got many acres. You got like, I forget, like this 10 acres or something to go with it, with your own forest. So you have all the firewood you want. And you've got, you know, a place for your cow and your chickens. Yeah, places where land is still really cheap. And we're being gassed out here. It's a premium. You know, there's a lot of land available. Except, you know, the government takes a lot of it. I was talking about how I think that the national park system, last night I was on with a few folks, Mario and Bill and Keith AZ, pretty cool. We were talking a little bit about Bigfoot. And I think that the national park system is actually a secret preserve system. Surveillance or observation platform setup. Like the government has control of the national parks. The federal government has pretty authoritative control over any national park. And I think that within those national parks, there are trails, of course, and you can go there and there's a lot of people, but most people do stay on the trails and they don't venture off into the wilderness parts because they just don't. Every once in a while, hikers do and stuff. But that's where the big feet live. Is it big feet or Bigfoot? The Bigfoots. Bigfoots or big feet? The Bigfoot stuff. I think they're out there. I think they're, yeah. And then, anyway, what do you think? National parks. That's just for America. It doesn't go for like the Canadians or they got a Russian Bigfoot and then they got the Yeti and all that. Okay. Years of Fed fraud means that more than 40% of the entire population falls into the Alice category. Speaking of scams, we have the head of NASA essentially admitting that the moon missions were faked when he said, we don't know what's on the far side of the moon. Well, I don't know if he's admitting it's fake, but he's gaslighting you. It's either true and they don't know, and so they are kind of fake, or they do know and he's just telling you they don't know.
And we're trying to get at what's the Chinese are doing, you think, on the backside of the moon. Do you have any insights in that?
They are going to have a lander on the far side of the moon, which is the side that's always in dark. We're not planning to go there.
And why not? And what's the benefit of doing so?
It's scary over there because it's dark.
We don't know what's on the backside of the moon, so that would be something that they would discover. But our decision is that it's more profitable for us to go to the south pole of the moon because we think that's where the water is.
Why do you think they made that decision? I'm curious.
I have no idea.
Somebody told him to make that decision. That's all we got of that clip. Of course, the Rockefellers are trying to keep their fraudulent company in business by stealing money from their former allies such as Japan, the European Union, and Canada. Japan and the European Union are now in revolt, refusing to pay through the nose for Rockefeller's oil or buy new U.S. debt. Americans are still paying the price. In March, Canada reported its biggest trade deficit since June 2023 after unscheduled refinery shutdowns in the U.S. Midwest, a key destination for Canadian oil. It was the Rockefellers who forced Americans to buy expensive oil, which they control, instead of cheap Canadian oil, which they do not control. Of course, Canada has its problems under the incompetent Cast Trudeau. It admits more than 1 million immigrants a year, although there is no housing for them. This is creating an unprecedented housing crisis. Canada's low productivity also means the country is losing out to Mexico. Canada has low productivity because Cast Trudeau created too many government jobs to support things like LGBTQ ideology, etc. It's like the joke. How does a bureaucrat blink? He opens one eye. But to support this, Canadians spend 46% of their money on taxes. Half of their salaries or money, whatever. 46% on tax. Come on. For what? What? Tax. We've got to keep things going. Well, you're not very efficient at doing that. If you need 46% of what I make just to keep things going for everybody and to try to improve the quality of life, which is not improving, it's getting worse, then you are incompetent. An entire system is incompetent. The entire structure, either that, or if it's spelled out and it should work, somebody's taken off the top, and we need Bukele up here to be in charge of, like, auditing procedures. The Castrodeau government will definitely be forced to abandon its bureaucratic efforts to promote anal sex, etc. But the Scotland Empire, as the Scotland Empire shows, Scottish leader Humza Yousaf resigned on Monday after the Scottish public inundated law enforcement agencies with hoax calls accusing various trans activists and even political leaders of various hate crimes following the passage of his deeply unpopular hate crime bill. Another false leader, the rubber-masked Pope Francis, meanwhile openly endorsed transgender godparents and blessed same-sex couples. He also hosts about 100 transvestite prostitutes in the Vatican. And then there, okay, there's just a picture of a bunch of people having dinner. It's not very interesting. These self-proclaimed perverts are increasingly resorting to violence to maintain power. In the video we have, you can see the opposition leader Pierre Poilievre being expelled from the House of Commons for calling Justin Castrodeau crazy. He should have called him a mass murderer. Note that the Speaker of the House of Commons is Castrodeau's secret boyfriend. Below, we can watch MEP Christina Anderson expose Ursula von der Leyen before turning off the microphone. We must show von der Leyen the red card. Now prosecutors are investigating her for corruption. Von der Leyen awarded a 35 billion euro vaccine contract to the CEO of Pfizer via SMS.
In bester von der Leyen Manier, früher nannte man es Vetternwirtschaft, handelte von der Leyen per SMS mit Chef CEO Pfizer einen Vertrag über 35 Milliarden Euro aus. Wenn sie sich schon weigert, alle Dokumente.
Yeah, that's what she just said, what I just said. If she refuses to disclose all documents and to accept an invitation
offenzulegen und eine Einladung in den COVID
to the COVID committee persistently ignores the request of the EU ombudswoman
Ausschuss zu folgen, zudem die Anfragen der Ombudsfrau beharrlich ignoriert
and even smiles away the rebuke of the European Court of Auditors
selbst die Rüge des Europäischen Rechnungshofes mit einem arrogant
with an arrogant shrug of the shoulders. Then we in Parliament
Schulterzucken weglächelt. Dann müssen wir als Parlament
must show von der Leyen the red card at the latest now that
Parlament von der Leyen spätestens jetzt, da die Staatsanwaltschaft
Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating her for corruption.
Gegen sie wegen Korruption ermittelt, die rote Karte zeigen. Schlimm genug.
It is bad enough that the president of the commission is corrupt.
Dass die Kommissionspräsidentin korrupt ist.
But a parliament that covers up this corruption. Remember what Bukele said, surrounding themselves with thieves?
Parlament aber, dass diese Korruption deckt,
is just as corrupt. She's right. She's right.
Okay, that's it.
Ebenso.
Okay.
Und beraubt.
And is robbing.
No more. Now.
And they turned off her microphone.
I put the request to the vote by roll call. Vote is open. Vote is closed.
Because they don't want to hear what.
And it is rejected. Therefore, the agenda is adopted. The order of business is thus established. Thank you very much.
So, you know, you see where you got a bunch of corrupt people. They're just, oh, well, let's turn off your mic. And now we're going to vote to remove you and move on here. Okay, yeah, all other vampires agree. Yeah, most of us are vampires, so we all agree. Okay, all right, get the F out. That's how they do business there in the European Union.
That's how they do it. And that's probably how they do business just about everywhere else where you've got that type of corruption, like, oh, maybe here on the West Side too. And all those other places where the cameras just didn't catch it. Muting the microphone is being soft on these people. The collective West, led by the United States, uses violence and murder against opponents as a normal political process, says Viktor Medvedchuk, leader of the other Ukraine movement. Here's an example. Popular actress Anne Heche was alive and tried to get out of a body bag on a stretcher after the accident. She was later declared dead. She was killed because she made a film about child trafficking.
And this is the first time we're going to see this this victim. It doesn't look that good, but yeah, it does look terrible. We'll just see if maybe they're just moving him out of there, or if they put him in an ambulance. That's some sort of sign, but yes. So basically, the activity that we were looking for, that anxious or that quick moving that was going on the other side of the vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
He's completely alive.
What the hell?
I think you guys have all seen that video where Anne Heche, they're moving her to the ambulance, and she pops out, and these guys are all in generic yellow with no real markings, and even the fire, the ambulance and stuff was a little bit like generic. Like, hey, wait a minute. They're just hurrying to get her in there, and yeah. But that's just, maybe it's just been debunked, right? You know, they've done this all over the world. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi stated that the United States has attempted to overthrow more than 50 foreign governments, grossly interfered in elections in at least 30 countries, and attempted to assassinate more than 50 foreign leaders. In fact, I think it's on our X account. Let me see if it's on X. Give me a minute here. All right. So let's see. I think. Yeah, it was very recent. There's actually two of them. Let me see if he's speaking English.
The China-Russia relationship is built on the basis of non-alignment, non-confrontation, and non-targeting at any third party. It is a factor conducive to world peace and stability, which is no cause for concern. What is truly concerning is the destructive role the U.S. has played to peace and stability in the world. The U.S. is the number one warmonger in the world. The U.S. was not at war for only 16 years throughout its 240 plus years of history. The U.S. accounted for about 80% of all post-World War II armed conflicts. The U.S. is also the number one violator of sovereignty and interferer in the internal affairs of other countries. According to reports, since the end of World War II, the U.S. has sought to subvert more than 50 foreign governments, grossly interfered in elections in at least 30 countries, and attempted assassination on over 50 foreign leaders. The U.S. is also the number one source of antagonism on bloc confrontation. The U.S.-led NATO is responsible for wars on Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria that killed more than 900,000 and created 37 million refugees. It has also made the Eurasia continent a less stable place. The impact of U.S.-initiated Quad and AUKUS on Asia-Pacific security also calls for vigilance. As long as U.S. hegemonism and belligerence still exists, the rest of the world will hardly get the peace it deserves.
Now there's one more here. Something.
The UNGA resolution 3070 of 1973, I quote, reaffirms the legitimacy of the people's struggle for liberation from colonial and foreign domination and alien subjugation by all available means, including armed struggle, end of quote. This recognition is also reflected in international convention. For example, the Arab Convention for Suppressing of Terrorism of 1998 affirms, I quote, the right of peoples to combat foreign occupation, aggression by whatever means, including armed struggle, in order to liberate their territories and secure the right to self-determination and independence. End of quote. Armed struggle in this context is distinguished from acts of terrorism. It is grounded in the international law. This distinction is acknowledged by several international conventions. For example, Article 3 of the OAU Convention on the Prevention and the Combating the Terrorism of 1999 provides that, I quote, "The struggle waged by peoples in accordance with the principle of international law for their liberation of self-determination, including armed struggle, against colonialism, occupation, aggression, and domination by foreign forces shall not be considered as terrorist acts."
Okay. So, you know, the outlook on some of the stuff that the United States is doing isn't looking too good. China appears to be taking steps to stop this. The number of Chinese citizens illegally crossing the southern border of the United States has increased by 7,000% since 2021. And at the current rate will be 14,000% by the end of the fiscal year. They are part of a 20 million strong army of foreign military personnel who have moved to the United States since 2021. Let me say that one more time. They are part of a 20 million strong army of foreign military personnel, let's say multinational, 20 million strong army of a multinational foreign military stealth army have moved into the United States since 2021. Now, Ben says they're here to help destroy the U.S. corporation. The takeover of Great Britain is also underway. In just the last 20 years, the number of Christians in the country has fallen from 81% to 48%. And the number of pure Muslims has increased from 3% to 18%. That is six times. Based on demographic data, it is easy to calculate that within 20 years, Muslims will overtake Christians in numbers. Christian school children in Germany are turning to Islam out of fear and desperation to fit in with migrants, according to a new survey. In some schools in large cities, such as Berlin or Frankfurt, Muslim children make up more than 80% of the student body due to heavy immigration over the past 8 years. Currently, 67.8% of students believe that the Quran is more important than laws in Germany. 45.6% believe that Islamic theocracy is the best form of government. And 35.3% said they understand violence against people who insult Allah or the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Let me check something here. Got a little message here. Okay. There will soon be regime change in Britain and Germany, and the number of native Europeans will increase again. Europa as a whole will no longer be under the control of the Khazarian mafia. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Europe this week to confirm this. China is working on close coordination and cooperation on climate change response, biodiversity protection, and global governance, he said. France is promoting reindustrialization based on green innovation, while China is accelerating the development of new quality productive forces.
Our two countries can deepen cooperation in innovation and jointly promote green development, he said. So Xi Jinping is just, yeah, for the, that was what he said. For their part, French intelligence sources report that Emmanuel Macron has been replaced by an avatar who will support the EU's plan to unite with Russia as part of the transition to a poly. So France and Russia are going to unite, is what you're saying? As part of the transition to a polycentric world with seven main divisions. I'm still suspicious. I mean, Ben is making it sound like it's going to be, you know, I mean, you're going to do a, like a, everybody's going to have their debts jubilee. I mean, okay, you know, proof is in the pudding, right? It's not going to take, is it going to take 20 years? I don't want it to take 20 years to, like, you know, I mean, it's all right. I think we have the capability. Maybe, is it the clones or replacing the clones? Like, whoever replaced the alien, the reptilians, and the masks are being replaced by good guys in masks? Is that what we're doing here? Back to the Fulford Report. The Olympic Games in Paris should demonstrate this, as French journalist reports. According to Macron, the upcoming Olympic Games will provide an opportunity to manipulate the masses in order to expand the United States of Europe so that they are spontaneously ready for the collapse of EU member states. Remember, there will be Russian athletes, but there is no Russian anthem, and every time the state member wins, the European anthem will be played. The war in Ukraine is a pretext for gigantic arms transfers so that today no member state has the opportunity to defend itself for more than two days if it is subject to a traditional attack from a developed state like Russia. Its supporters say that they want to create an organization capable of competing with the United States and China. They lay the foundations for greater technological and industrial sovereignty with Germany in the battery sector than in hydrogen, electronics, and healthcare sectors. This is confirmed by Polish sources who say that Germany is about to release the hydrogen spirit, it says. Maybe the translation sometimes gets weird. Maybe it's the hydrogen atom, or I don't know. It's just strange the way it looks. Release the hydrogen, I'll just call it, release the hydrogen spirit. As hopeful as this may sound, the war is not over yet. The World Economic Forum Satanists just held a big meeting in Saudi Arabia to rally their forces. Note that Klaus Schwab Rothschild, curiously, was not there. Oh, I forgot, he's dead. That's what it says. However, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink was there and confirmed that he was working for Rogue AI when he said that, quote, replacing people with machines will be much easier in countries where the population is declining, unquote. Well, they're just full of sugar and spice. Sources in the Mexican cartel promise that Fink will no longer be with us. we also saw doomsday preacher Al Gore, speak at the World Economic Forum and say greenhouse gases now trap as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class nuclear bombs exploding every day. Shut up. We heard that he made a lot of money from similar Al Gore-isms.
As the Secretary General said in his brilliant speech earlier today, we are not winning. The crisis is still getting worse faster than we are deploying these solutions, and we need to make changes quickly. Emissions are still going up. All these promises of the last few years to cut emissions are still going up. When are we going to bring these emissions down? And just to put the science in a slightly different context, people are familiar with that thin blue line that the astronauts bring back in their pictures from space. That's the part of the atmosphere that has oxygen, the troposphere, and it's only 5 to 7 kilometers thick. That's what we're using as an open sewer. If you could drive a car straight up in the air at interstate highway speeds, you'd get to the top of that blue line in 5 minutes. And all the greenhouse gas pollution would be below you. We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had.
Yeah, aren't you glad that he's just so passionate? You know, that he cares so much. It's just a, yeah, Al Gore. He's in competition with Borla to save the world. Because our mafia's attempts to force us to, they're all in competition. They all want to save the world. To force us to submit to hunger also continues. Four years ago, a farmer had to sell 171 tons of wheat to buy a tractor. Now he has to sell almost 500 tons. These data confirm the shocking scale of the crisis in agriculture, especially since purchasing prices were lower than. Then, says the doctor. Says Arkadia Dewey-Zaleski from the Polish Institute of Agriculture and Food Economics. 171 tons to buy a tractor. Now it's over 500 tons. One of the main principles of this process, Bill Gates said at COP28, the problem of food systems and climate change. Many farmers cannot grow crops, which is a tragedy for them. We're going to talk about that using innovation to completely solve this problem.
I don't remember talking about masks at all. But the two of you, you personally were using masks.
Yeah.
I remember you seemed like a really extreme case because yeah, you would wear the full thing when you'd leave your apartment. Yeah. And it was is he gone overboard? Is he germophobic?
Hope we've learned in the last year.
Yeah, I just don't think of wearing a mask as such a deep inconvenience. I mean, you know, we ask people to wear pants. You know, why was this politicized? Early stage of the infection, we thought this was about coughing. We didn't know the simple masks would provide so much benefit. You get the message about masks to be a, you know, kind of bipartisan, let's protect other people type message. And then.
Okay, that was pretty useless. I don't know why you put that in there. I could have gone without that. Globalist double translation. Due to our deliberate war on agriculture, many farmers are unable to grow crops, which is a boon for us all, and allows us to replace traditional agriculture with insect farms, yes, and fake meat labs to take complete control of a global food supply under the guise of saving the planet. Anyone wants to tell you they're going to save the world? No. If somebody told you, a friend, whatever, that you knew, I'm saving the world, you'd be like, okay. I mean, yeah, aim high, but I think that's a little too high. Anyway, the video we have here shows that they use 3D printers to create meat from stem cells. The Chinese went even further. You heard about fake news. Now they have fake food. They use plastic to create all sorts of fake food that ends up in supermarkets. Yeah, you can just go on YouTube, scary counterfeit foods in China. Just Google that or YouTube that. Because we really don't have time to play the whole thing. Anyway, I don't think. Let me see.
This is
no. Well, we'll play a minute of
actual footage of fake beef's production process in the factory. Would you eat such meat? Would you eat these inflammable noodles? In China, the prevalence of fake products is a well-known fact, and amidst the surge of counterfeit goods, the issue of fake food particularly stands out. Food fraud not only poses a grave threat to people's health, but also erodes trust within society. Today, let's delve into the...
So it's, you know, over 20 minutes long and stuff. So there's several of them this show. Man, I'm never going to China. I'm written it off. I'm never going to go there. because even if it was all cool and the government was cool, you can't trust the gutter oil and they eat all this weird shit and everything is a scam and I'm white, or I look white. Technically, I'm not even white, but I look white. I could be white. Well, I'm a part white. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But they would see me and go, hey, he's white. And then I'd probably get the fake food. And they charge more to the I don't know. It's just, I'm not going to China. There is a reaction to this. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed SB 1084, banning the sale of lab-grown meat in the state of Florida. Florida is taking action to thwart the World Economic Forum's goal of getting the world to eat lab-grown meat and insects. Yeah, there's an app you can get to tell you if you've got insects in your food. Of course, in the future, we'll learn that food will be produced using digital replicators, you know, like Star Trek, which will completely eliminate the need to kill animals. Presumably, traditional agriculture will also continue to supply people wanting real food. All I can say for sure is that we are definitely entering uncharted territory. And that is the Fulford Report for the 6th of May, 2024. And I am out of here. Ciao.
Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend.